At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Essex Wayne's Clean Power Reviewed. I'm Elliot Francis. House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes forced to explain why he went to the grounds of the White House to meet with a source for intel about the surveillance of President Trump just one day before he gave that information to the president. Speaking with CNN, Nunes tells why he did it.
I was concerned about Americans' identities being either not masked properly or in fact being unmasked in intelligence reports. This actually goes back to before President Trump's famous tweet, as you know, that he talked about whether or not he was wiretapped of Trump Tower.
Top of the Democratic on the committee has urged Nunes to recuse himself. Well, President Trump expected to sign an executive order today that will suspend, rescind, or flag for review more than a half dozen measures that were part of former President Obama's sweeping plan to curb global warming. The order includes a review of the Clean Power Plan, which restricts emissions at coal-fired power plants. I'm Elliot Francis. The Trump White House has issued a warning to sanctuary cities. Bob Costantini reports.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a surprise appearance at the White House briefing to urge sanctuary cities, counties, and even states to adhere to federal law by reporting to immigration officials anyone they suspect of committing a crime while being in the U.S. illegally.
Not only do these policies endanger lives of every American, just last May, the Department of Justice Inspector General found that these policies also violate federal law.
Many sanctuary communities have vowed to not engage in immigration policy, which is believed to be the responsibility of the federal government, even if it means federal funds will be threatened. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The operator of a Cincinnati nightclub where one person was killed, 16 others injured in a shooting this past weekend, says the venue will close its doors for Good Friday. The operator of the Cameo Club had received notice from the landlord and owner of the property. Vacate the premises. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The father of one of the suspects in the Rockville High School rape case is now himself in jail. 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez-Reyes was arrested by ICE agents for being in the U.S. illegally. His son, 18-year-old Henry Sanchez-Milian, is also an illegal immigrant. Meanwhile, Montgomery County schools are looking at some security changes after the alleged rape at Rockville High.
County Council President Roger Berliner says school superintendent Jack Smith told him they're doing a top-to-bottom safety audit at Rockville High School.
And using it to inform what they may need to do system-wide.
Berliner says Smith raised the prospect of redesigning bathroom entrances.
Whether or not the bathroom doors should be more like airport doors. You don't have a closed door.
But Berliner remains adamant about the county's immigration policies.
There was no aspect of how we do our work relating to immigration that's implicated in this terrible act. Okay? Absolutely none.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland General Assembly has passed legislation to ban fracking. The bill, given final approval by the Senate last night, now goes to Governor Larry Hogan, who has said he will sign it. The D.C. Council's considering a bill that'll make it easier to donate food to nonprofit groups. D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans says his bill would offer an incentive to donate.
It's similar to, when you donate clothes to Goodwill, you get a tax credit. Well, if you donate food to organizations, nonprofits, then you can get a tax credit.
You can voice your opinion on it at a hearing this morning at 11 at the Wilson Building. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe wants to restore a law limiting gun purchases to one handgun a month. But McAuliffe's proposal has little chance of passage in the GOP-controlled Virginia General Assembly. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,551, the Nasdaq at 5840. Sports, the Wizards take on the Lakers in L.A. tonight. The Caps are in Minnesota. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction. Far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Finding Relief After Failed Spinal Surgery on Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Control your allergies through a natural integrative approach of chiropractic and nutrition from the Roselle Center for Healing. Take advantage of our spring new patient offer for just $125. For details, visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Nice quiet start here on the rush hour. No problems in from the west. We're good around the Beltway, Virginia and Maryland. Looks like the work crew is just about wrapped up on the Rock Creek Parkway north of Virginia Avenue. Still watch for some activity. Same story in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel after Mass Avenue with the work crews. No problems on the southeast southwest freeway. Looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered shower storms around not only this morning but into the afternoon with hours of dry weather too. A mix of clouds and sunshine otherwise. 73 tonight, down to 53. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm early. Developing sunshine tomorrow, breezy, and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Springfield, 55 in Beltsville, 62 degrees in Washington. President Trump is set to sign an executive order today making sweeping changes to the nation's policy on climate change. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL. Well, good morning to you. It is 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time to get up and get around and get started. And while you're doing that, we're going to give you information. We're going to give you everything you need to know to be plugged in as you begin your day. Coming up at 7:05, we'll talk to the sheriff of Frederick County, Chuck Jenkins, about a thwarted plan to break up a mass casualty attack at a Thurmont High School. Really scary stuff there, but a good outcome. Also at 7:35, we'll talk to Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Network. At 8:05, Eli Lake from Bloomberg View. And Larry Kudlow at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So yesterday, Sean Spicer, White House press secretary, took some shots, you know, at, of course, the Freedom Caucus. But he had to say this about President Trump. When asked about whether President Trump was serious about working with Democrats to get health care reform.
Is the president serious about working with Democrats going forward after what happened with health care?
Absolutely. In fact, starting Friday afternoon through late yesterday, he's received a number of calls, as well as other members of the senior staff that have been working on health care. From members of both sides, saying that they would like to work together, offer up ideas, and had suggestions about how to come to resolution on this and get to a House vote on this.
So, President Trump is willing to work with the Democrats, and we want to know from you, 888-630-9625, do you want him to work with the Democrats? I've heard people say they don't want this happening.
Mm.
No, we have to, because, and I think it's because after 8 years of, we're going to do this without you, I mean, what happened, remember health care? Remember the Affordable Care Act? When Nancy Pelosi marching and the Democrats marching through the Washington with her gavel, and we don't need the Republicans, we're going to do it without you, we don't need you. They made it quite clear that they were going to do it on their own. Well, now I've heard people say, because President Trump is saying that he is willing to work with Democrats on health care, you would have thought he was saying, well, come on over and we're going to barbecue small puppies. It's considered outrageous. It's terrible. 888-630-9625. I happen to like the idea that he says he's going to work with Democrats.
Yeah.
I actually happen to like this. I think this is a good idea. I think this is fantastic. Reagan Reagan did it, we talk about Reagan and Tip O'Neill and how they were able to work across the aisle, how they were able to duke it out, but then still go have dinner together.
And not only that, it's at the end of the day, they would come up with something.
Exactly. And we talk about longing for the days of bipartisanship, and we hate the partisanship so much. Well, now President Trump is saying, I'm willing to do that, and people are losing their minds.
Well,
are you okay with it, Brian?
Listen, let me just say, phone lines are open, 888-630-9625. Here, do you want the president working with Democrats? Here's the thing. About 7 hours ago, the president got on the Twitter machine, and he said the following.
Oh, no.
The Republican House Freedom Caucus was able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. After so many bad years, they were ready for a win. So he's still irritated.
Yeah, of
course. With the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's mad at the conservatives. Understand, if you are among those people who joined us yesterday and said, I do believe that the Freedom Caucus did us a favor by standing in the way of this mm-hmm. legislation, then you are not in alignment with the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House and the majority of Republicans mm-hmm. in the House who were in favor of this measure. That's fine. I'm just telling you, you're not in alignment with your president. And mm-hmm. I know that for many people, they want to be in alignment with this president.
Mm-hmm.
So he's irritated about this. He feels like they stood in the way of getting some real progress done on health care reform. You may disagree. You're entitled to that. Now he has decided, well, if I can't do this by just working with Republicans, perhaps I need to reach across the aisle and find some things that will bring the Democrats on board and we can move forward. We're not going to, be stymied by 40 people in the House of Representatives who disagree with me, even if they are in my own party. There's another person in recent history, who did the same thing. And he finds himself mowing his yard in Ohio. And that's John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House was run out of town on a rail because he would occasionally reach across the aisle and find Democrats who would vote for measures along with other Republicans and circumvent the Freedom Caucus. He was run out of town on a rail. So I'm very curious as to how people are now going to be okay with working with Democrats when just a short period of time ago, well, they ran John Boehner out of town on a rail because he tried to do the very same thing. But that's my opinion. 888-630-9625. What do you think? Phone lines are open.
Mike in Damascus, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Mike, do you want to see President Trump work with the Democrats?
Absolutely not.
Why?
It would be like owning a pet piranha. You put your hand in the bowl, and he's going to get it bit off.
So let me ask you a question.
I think he's smarter than that.
So when you say you don't want the president to work with him, you understand that the other side of that is gridlock. And we're not going to get health care reform. We may not even get tax reform, which is the next thing on the agenda.
Not particularly gridlock. Just some of the Republicans need to get off of their high horse and get with the program so everybody can get something done.
So you don't want the Democrats, you don't want the president working with Democrats. What you want is the Freedom Caucus to get on board?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I want a pony for Christmas, Mike. Keith in Cathersburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Keith, good idea or bad idea?
I think this is just amazing, what Trump is doing.
Thank you.
I like him more and more every day. Now, I'm a very conservative person, but when it comes to the situation we've got, you got to figure out some way to move forward. So he'll go across the aisle, and suddenly the Freedom Caucus will say, hey, what you doing? Hey, no, he can't do that. Well, maybe it'll pull them around, and we'll get something done. I mean, we've got to get something done.
Yeah, but Keith,
it will be gridlock.
I hear you, but, I mean, yesterday on this very program, in this very hour, we asked the question about, were you okay with what the Freedom Caucus did? Did they save us from a bad bill? And I'm telling you, we got a lot of calls from people who said, I'm absolutely okay with what the Freedom Caucus did, even if it was at variance with what the president wanted.
And I didn't. So I called in and I said I disagreed with that. I thought that they should have come around. Mm. So
Well, thank you so much, Keith. We appreciate you joining us. I would agree. I think if the Freedom Caucus saved us from a bad bill, well, then bully for them. Phil in Walkersville.
But hold on. But I mean, but you can't have it both ways.
Yes, I can.
No, you.
No, I can.
No, I want to understand the logic.
I'm a woman. I can have whatever I want.
So on one hand, you think that the Freedom Caucus did the right thing and saved us from a bad bill.
I don't know if they did, but if they feel that
but
they
on
did,
the other
then
hand,
yes.
But on the other hand, you're okay with the president saying, I'm going to circumvent the Freedom Caucus.
I don't know if he's going to circumvent the Freedom
Caucus.
Well,
that's the whole. That's the only reason he would work with Democrats.
Why is that the only reason he would work with Democrats? He's a consensus builder. He is a deal maker. This is what he does. So I think that he wants to bring people together and get people to work to let's get this done.
Maybe it's not a strict binary choice, but if you can have a bill that is exactly what you want by working with Republicans, that would be the way to go. He can't get that now. You're saying that you're okay with the Freedom Caucus blocking his effort on health care, but you're also okay with him now saying, I'm going to circumvent the Freedom Caucus that saved us from a bad bill, according to you, to help us come up with other ideas.
See, I disagree with your choice because
you don't think it's a binary choice.
I also don't think he's necessarily circumventing the Freedom Caucus. I'm willing to bet that President Trump is going to bring in Freedom Caucus and Democrats, and he learned his lesson, and he's going to have everybody come to the table.
Keep digging for that pony, man, because maybe you'll find it
there. And work it out. That is my pony, and I'm riding it. That is it. Right. It is 5:15. We'll take more of your calls coming up, by the way. 888-630-9625. It is 5:15 on WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. It is a good morning. Good start around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, without any delays or problems reported. 270 out of Frederick, just a little bit of volume as you head down toward the Monocacy. Road work crews out in the district, DC 295 northbound at Benning along the right side where they've been doing that long-term work project. Normally wrap up around 6:30-ish, not causing a northbound delay. Southbound, your travel lanes are open. Virginia, 95, 395, good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, we're going to have scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73. Chance of rain about 60% tonight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible early in the evening with a low of 53. Now tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high near 65 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 60 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
It is 5:17 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson, 888-630-9625. So President Trump said that he will work with Democrats to get health care passed. And Sean Spicer came out yesterday and reaffirmed that and said, yeah, he will work with Democrats. I think it's a good thing. I like harmony. I want everyone to get together around a campfire and sing Kumbaya and make s'mores.
Yeah,
that's a terrible thing.
I'm never against the idea of finding common ground with the other side. And you point to Ronald Reagan as a man who did this on a regular basis.
Right.
Absolutely. He did. They would fight, and then at the last minute, each of them would walk away with a little something that would move the ball forward, and it was called something, it's a dirty word now, compromise.
Right.
But what the president is doing here is he's saying, look, the Freedom Caucus, about 30, 40 members of the House of Representatives who are in my own party blocked me from health care reform. And I'm, okay, then to heck with you. I'll just work around you. I'll circumvent you, and I'll go out there and I'll find Democrats who want to work with me and see if we can't put some things together. I think he's irritated, and I think he's mad at that Freedom Caucus, and he's doing exactly, absolutely 1,000% the same thing that John Boehner did, and yet Boehner was run out of town on a rail for it.
Yeah, and I don't see it that way, so.
What? Do you deny that that's what John Boehner did?
No, I think John Boehner was run out of town on a rail, because I think that he was so weak with the Democrats, and I think that's how I perceived him as phenomenally.
What you see is weak. Other people see as compromise, and that's where we get into this problem. I think because you know he basically said to the Freedom Caucus, "I don't need you. I'll go get some Democrats, but I'm going to have to compromise with them to get their votes," and that's what he did, and people hated him for it.
But President Trump is not a weak man. I don't think he will handle it in the same way. I think he'll get a lot more of what he wants.
It's exactly
John,
the same.
John Boehner said, "Here's my lunch money. Take it every day because I'll keep bringing it." What kind of sandwich would you like? I'll have my mother make it for you.
I would argue, having watched John Boehner for a lot of years, that what he did in those situations was compromise. He made some compromises.
All right, people hated
him for it.
I disagree. All right, let's see what Phil in Walkersville. Phil, thanks for hanging on. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. All right, which is it, Phil?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm right, he's wrong, but other than that, we're right.
Well, I want to say, one, I love your show. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
But I would have to say that this is awesome that Trump is finally, you know, going to show up, that he wants to work with both sides, both parties. It's very important, especially in this country. You know, we're always bickering back and forth. You know, Republicans are right, Democrats are wrong, Democrats are right, Republicans are wrong. And it's just, it gets annoying, you know. It's important, you know, we're a country. We were created as a team, you know, a one nation under God. Like, everybody has an opinion, and that's okay. But what we need to do is come together and work to find an opinion that we work on together and actually find a solution to figure out these huge problems, especially like healthcare.
Yeah.
I'm a union employee. I'm an electrician for D.C. Local 26, and we have good health insurance, but I've worked non-union, and I know what it's like to have, you know, horrible and expensive health insurance. And for him to actually...
We lost Phil. Midpoint there.
All right, Phil. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. Al in Silver Spring is a little something different here. Hey, Al.
Hey, good morning,
good
Al.
Good morning. So, what do you like? Good idea, bad idea?
Well, I think it's probably just a Trump idea. he was, and Brian's heard me say this before, I think Trump was an independent running as a Republican, just like Bernie Sanders was an independent running as a Democrat. And I think Trump is going to do whatever it takes to get Trump's agenda through. He promised to do a lot of things. If he can't do it with the Freedom Caucus, by George, he's going to do it any way he can. And I have no problem with that, because he said he was going to drain the swamp. And these fringe groups are part of the swamp.
Well, you're calling the Freedom Caucus a fringe group.
Well, I'm just saying, well, any fringe group, I'm saying a group like that who can hold all legislation hostage, yeah.
Yeah, see, I find that there is, what we're really talking about here.
Al, thank you for the call.
Is the division between that's
yes.
going on with Republicans, and that there are those who align themselves with the Freedom Caucus and feel like, as we heard yesterday, they were the good guys in this deal. They did us a big favor here. And then you have the other side of the Republican Party. We are still divided. And so I guess that the president has decided that the way I get around that division is I go look for some Democrats.
But or work with everyone. I don't see why saying I'm going to work with Democrats says I'm definitely not. I'm not going to listen to the Freedom Caucus.
You don't do that unless you're willing to give them something. They don't work for you voluntarily.
I understand that. But this idea that America is two monolithic parties, you're either a Democrat or a Republican, I think is gone. I think that idea is gone, and you're seeing division on the left and the right, and we're not all exactly the same. You don't go into one box or the other. Well, it's okay to have different factions.
More
All right.
of your call straight ahead. It's now 5:22.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. It's time to march into summer. I know, it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal. my 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge. How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm watching around the region and looking good. Across the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge, great time to be on the Beltway without anything reported. Heading in through town, of course, it's the work zone, DC 295 North, advancing along the right. That's that long-term work project they do overnight, wrap up by 6:30. On 270 out of Frederick, just a little bit of volume starts to form. No problems, Maryland 95 or the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and mild this morning with some scattered showers and a few thunder showers developing. We'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms today, high near 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So President Trump is going to work with Democrats to get health care reform passed. Do you love the idea or hate the idea? Mike in Tennessee. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm for the Freedom Caucus because they're the only ones that did what they said they would do during the whole campaign. And matter of fact, since 2010.
So you are aligning yourself with them. You think they're the good guys in that whole health care train wreck?
Absolutely. They were locked out. They couldn't. They was not allowed to input anything, and it's nothing more than another welfare. Big government bill from the swamp.
All right.
Mike, thank you so much for listening to us, by the way, in Tennessee. We appreciate that.
It's good to hear that Tennessee accent this morning.
I think it's... I kind of admire the Freedom Caucus for standing up for their principles. So, I'm sorry. Since we're on it, Mike in New Jersey, why not? We'll have our international hour. Mike, welcome. You're at Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Was this a good idea for President Trump to say he's going to work with the Democrats or not?
To put it that, I'd like to be generous here. I think it was a very big mistake. I think Donald Trump needs to tone down his desire to be, winning all the time. The Freedom Caucus were not the bad guys, and that yes, they did save us. When you have And you know very well that, Brian, especially you, that when you get an entitlement in place, in law, it's very hard to get it out. Now, if they had gone through and that bill had gone through, judging from what I've heard was in that bill, it would have been baked in.
Right.
Mike, we got to run. Thank you so much for the call.
I get your point, and I think, it, you know, there are a lot of people who felt that. I actually felt that we didn't know that because we hadn't seen the rest of it all unfold. Right. But, no, listen, thank you so much for your calls. 528 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park in home sales. They just sold Mike and Maria's home on Silver Meteor Court in Manassas in only 7 days and for 100% of the asking price. Sarah and Debbie are experts in pre-marketing your home while you're getting it ready to sell. Sarah and Debbie generate such buyer demand that when your home hits the market, they may already have several buyers ready to buy it. This kind of pent-up buyer demand can get you top dollar and get you packing fast. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Do what I would do and call the only real estate team you need to make this happen. Call the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Instead of cleaning out your closets and the garage this spring, clean out something that will really make a difference. Offload that timeshare, the one you've been paying increasing maintenance fees for year after year, the one you can't even afford to go to. Timeshare Exit Team are the people I trust to get you out, to remove that financial burden from your life once and for all. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. Visit Timeshare Exit Team. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
And coming up, Jeff Sessions says that he is going to be cracking down on sanctuary cities. What does that mean for us? And one of the rape suspects' fathers has now been arrested. We'll have all the details coming up. It is now 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County Police this morning are investigating the shooting death of a suspect last night by a county police officer. It happened around 11 last night when the officer responded to a call about a theft at a condominium complex in Montgomery Village. A confrontation with the suspect resulted in the shooting. The father of one of the teenage suspects in the Rockville High School rape case has now been jailed for being in the U.S. illegally himself. 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez Reyes is being held after his arrest by ICE last Friday. His 18-year-old son, Henry Sanchez Milian, is also an illegal immigrant. He's one of the two young men charged in that rape case. The Trump administration's turning up the heat on sanctuary cities. The attorney general is clear.
Jeff Sessions put sanctuary cities on notice. Either comply with requests about undocumented immigrants who've broken the law in some way or lose federal grants for law enforcement.
The Department of Justice will require that jurisdictions seeking or applying for Department of Justice grants to certify compliance.
New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito said they've heard this before. She said New York and other sanctuary cities won't change what they're doing.
Everything we have in place is legal, and it is the right of this city to implement.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed legislation banning sanctuary cities in the Commonwealth. McAuliffe says the measure would stoke fears among the state's immigrant communities, but Republicans say the bill is needed to show that Virginia respects the rule of law. Maryland's about to become the third state to ban fracking. The state Senate gave final approval to the ban last night. It now goes to Governor Larry Hogan, who has said that he will sign it. Fairfax County police are looking for the woman who posed as a Target store employee the other day, walked into the stockroom and made off with $40,000 worth of iPhones. Police say she does not work for Target, but seemed to know their routine as well as where the iPhones were kept. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,551, the NASDAQ at 5840. Sports, the Caps are on the road tonight to take on Minnesota. The Wizards are on the West Coast visiting the Lakers. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let
the WMAL listener know, now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed rate mortgage higher than 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Call 800-780-68 to take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12% before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-780-68, 800-780-68, and remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital, and remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
Hey, I bet those bags and the puffiness under your eyes are still not going away. So many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. So Genucel is back with a great discount. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you how Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides that targets the puffiness and bags under your eyes. But something new is waiting for you when you order Genucel today, a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder, and for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get Genucel immediate effects as a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a 2-month supply of three amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that just don't work. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com right now. That's 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're cruising coming off the Greenway. Toll Road Route 7 out of Leesburg and Ashburn to the toll road. That looks good. Around the Beltway, quiet. 210, here we go. Bit of volume. Northbound 210 as you pass Palmer Road, Livingston Road, heading up toward the Beltway, right where we had yesterday morning at this time. Report of a crash. Getting to the Wilson Bridge and crossing each direction with ease out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50 looks good. And then inside the Beltway, no troubles reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds here. Mild weather expected this morning. We'll mix clouds and sunshine up, and we'll see a few showers, a few thunderstorms around. And we'll get a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, up to 73 degrees. Tonight, 53. Chance of thunderstorms early. On Wednesday, clouds give way to sunshine and northwest breeze. That means the front's through. So we're a little bit cooler, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Burke, 55 in Kensington, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Tuesday morning. Coming up at 7:05, we'll be joined by Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. And we'll talk about the news of the student who planned an attack on a local high school. We'll have the details on that. At 7:35 from the Fox Business Channel, it is Stuart Varney. At 8:05, it's Bloomberg View columnist Eli Lake. And at 8:35, you know him, you love him, it's economist Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
The Department of Justice has a duty to enforce our nation's laws, including our immigration laws. Those laws require us to promptly remove aliens from when they are convicted or detained of certain crimes.
But the problem is, of course, that there are all these sanctuary cities. There are all these sanctuary counties. And then maybe Maryland is about to become a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you deal with all that? Well, listen, the Justice Department and the Justice Department and the Attorney General of the United States yesterday held a press conference to talk about the fact that they're going to start cracking down on sanctuary cities. And if you're a sanctuary city, if you're a sanctuary county, if you're about to become, as Maryland is considering right now, becoming a sanctuary state, well, then the Justice Department is going to take away your Department of Justice law enforcement grants. Look, almost everybody in the country, any major city of any size, counts on these law enforcement grants. They end up putting police officers on the street. It would be a real impact to many, and it funds a whole panoply of different programs designed to reduce crime in your community. And you're going to lose those if you think it's more important to violate federal law by protecting people who are in this country illegally. And so I was very happy to hear Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, say this yesterday. Here's a little bit more from Jeff Sessions.
Unfortunately, some states and cities have adopted policies designed to frustrate this enforcement of immigration laws. This includes refusing to detain known felons under federal detainer request or otherwise failing to comply with these laws. For example, the Department of Homeland Security recently issued a report showing that in a single week, there were more than 200 instances of jurisdictions refusing to honor ICE detainer requests with respect to individuals charged or convicted of a serious crime. The charges and convictions against these aliens include drug trafficking, hit and run, rape, sex offenses against a child, and even murder.
Wow. Understand there, just for a minute, just contemplate that. There are jurisdictions in this country, and some locally, which are making decisions that they're not going to turn over, or all they really have to do is pick up the phone and notify the folks at ICE, we've got a guy here who is in this country illegally, you may want to come by and check him out.
Right.
That's all that they're saying you have to do. It's not an onerous burden. And in the meantime, because they are not doing this, because they take a hands-off, don't ask, don't tell, I don't want to know your immigration status approach to all this, people who have been involved in crimes like rape, hit and run, drug offenses, are literally being let go back out into the community. How is your community safer by them having this policy? And so I think I'm very supportive of the Attorney General for saying it's time for these sanctuary city policies to come to an end. Or alternatively, if you think it's the most important thing you can do, then we're just not going to be giving you all that federal money that you get now and that your communities count on at their police department level.
Well, it makes sense. Listen, if you're not going to enforce the laws, then you don't need money for law enforcement, right?
Right.
It makes perfectly good sense. And I love that he is giving them a choice.
Yeah. And how is that going over? Well,
lead balloon, anybody?
Yeah. D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans. It was on Channel 7 just last night, and he's talking about how, you know, look, D.C. will continue to be a sanctuary city.
Okay.
In Montgomery County, we have heard our elected officials say, listen, we're going to continue to be a sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to protect people who are here illegally, even though they may have some kind of, you know, criminal background, and we're just going to set them back out into the community at large and not do anything to have them removed from the country. And finally, we have to get to this point of what's going on in the state of Maryland. Right now, your Maryland state legislature has a bill pending and will go to the governor's desk that would make, in effect, Maryland a sanctuary state.
Yep.
Now, what do you think that's going to do? I mean, it tells everybody in Guatemala and El Salvador and Mexico and Central America, South America, who wants to come to this country, make your way to Maryland. It's a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
Well, two things. You are potentially bringing in a criminal element that you're going to protect.
Right.
And the second thing you need to know is that's going to cost you a lot in tax dollars. Because as those people migrate here and take up residence in the state of Maryland, because it is a magnet, it is a place where they know they can come and they'll be protected, they will come. And you're going to end up paying a lot more to have people like this in your state. Is that really what you want in the state of Maryland? I've said before, and I believe this, Mary, with the very fiber of my being, the last election where we got a governor, a Republican governor, in a Democratic state was because people were fed up with the tax situation and the budget situation and the spending of money. I think this is the issue that changes things big time in Maryland. And if you want to go down that path, I think you are asking for a complete upheaval of the political process in the state of Maryland.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing to have that upheaval. No. However, taxes never go down. And what's going to happen is, what do Democrats do? What do politicians do in general? They want more and more and more and more and more of your money. They suck it up. The beast is never full. And so they'll raise property taxes for those in the suburbs. They'll raise taxes on everything, one that they possibly can, and they'll drive it into the ground. And that's where you're going to, that's when you'll have the change.
It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Come join Van Meter Companies in support of Children's National Medical Center at the 25th Annual Van Meter 5-Mile Run on Saturday, April 1st at 8:30 a.m. at Broadlands Marketplace in Ashburn, Virginia. Check out all the details at www.vanmeter5milerun.org.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 545, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland commuters on the Beltway Silver Spring, be careful. This looks a little dangerous here, this incident that's happened on the Beltway Outer Loop right before you get, well, it's right at the exit for Georgia Avenue. Looks like commuters are using the far left shoulder and then to get around the crash and then getting back in that left lane, and a couple cars are on the shoulder too. So if you're in that vicinity, the two right lanes are okay, but be cautious working around this incident on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Now that's a big deal right now. 270, it's just been about the volume of nothing reported along the way as you head through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Heading across the Legion Bridge and Wilson Bridge, that looks good. 66, you're off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds here, mild weather expected this morning. We'll mix clouds and sunshine up, and we'll see a few showers, a few thunderstorms around. And we'll get a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, up to 73 degrees. Tonight, 53, chance of thunderstorms early. On Wednesday, clouds give way to sunshine and northwest breeze. That means the front's through, so we're a little bit cooler, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 547.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right, so speaking of immigration issues, there was an immigration element to this story that we've been continuing to follow here regarding that alleged rape that occurred at a high school in Montgomery County, Rockville High School. Now, the father of the 18-year-old rape suspect has been arrested by ICE. ICE spokesperson Sarah Rodriguez said that 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez Reyes was arrested last Friday after a review of his immigration history revealed he was unlawfully present in the United States from Guatemala. And I'm a little surprised by this because here's what we know. We know that when the 18-year-old youth some 7 months ago came across the border, he was detained for 12 days by ICE, and eventually they put him on a plane and they flew him to BWI to be with his father. And so they knew his father was here and 7 months ago, and they flew him here and they connected, but now they're saying, well, yeah, we did that, and we are consciously aware that we did that, but now we're making the determination that the father was not here legally. If he wasn't here legally, why did they send him?
Well, A, it was the Obama administration. But I would like credit, because all along I said something smells. Something didn't make sense to me. The father has, according to his stories, I believe, has been here for 14 years. That's number one.
Wow.
Number two, this kid was fleeing gang violence, right? And a horrible life that he had. And he's going to, you know, get refugee status and all this other stuff. What father leaves their kid behind like that for 14 years?
Yeah.
So he left when
he was four.
Right. And just left his kid, hey, good luck, kid, with the gang violence. I'll see you. I'm heading to the States. That's number two. Number three, the father paid for his ticket from Texas to BWI.
Right.
That didn't make sense to me. So for the father to pay for the ticket, he clearly has money, right? Mm-hmm. But he didn't fly his kid from Guatemala here. He flew his kid from Texas here.
Right.
So he basically said to the kid, look, if you can hack your way through the gangs and the coyotes and everything else and fight your way to the border, then I'll pay for your ticket. It didn't add up to me. This father, I was like, he has money. Something's not right.
And another story element to this rape case in Rockville is what police have always maintained. Here's what police have maintained about the victim in this case, that she truly was a victim and that the attack was a rape case.
Yeah,
there's physical evidence of both a rape and sex assault, yes. Very clear from the investigation that there was no consent in this whatsoever.
And in my reading of what the police were saying at some of these public meetings was that they were very strong on this point. Well, now, the second suspect, the 17-year-old suspect, has also gotten a defense attorney. And both defense attorneys are now saying that the sex was consensual. And the 17-year-old is said to be in possession of text messages from the victim, which suggests that there had been a past history between the two and that, indeed, there was a plan to meet that morning outside the bathroom at Rockville High School. So we'll continue to watch this very carefully, but there are some new developments in that story, according to many reports this morning. Time to check in with El Rushbo, 551.
The Politico genuinely surprised that the Trump administration is not following a playbook of hate in dealing with California. The biggest surprise came after California asked for help when the Oroville Dam spillway was in danger of collapse. Instead of being vindictive and telling the residents to take a hike for not preparing for winter flooding, the Trump team came through with millions of dollars in aid for about a dozen California counties. The governor, Jerry Brown, has been openly hostile to Trump. He said vicious things about him. Lately, the governor dialed it back a bit since he realizes he has to work with Trump to get what he wants. But Politico's nevertheless stunned that despite his coolness to the state, Trump has avoided opportunities for open conflict with California. Now, during the Obama years, certain natural disasters in red states were ignored, even though the governors asked for help. And there was no doubt Obama had an enemies list. Just follow the trail of targets. IRS, or other Obama agencies. What the Politico points out without meaning to is how liberals think and behave when they have power. In their shock that Donald Trump is not punishing his supposed enemies, they admit what they do all the time. And there's no doubt they perceive us as their real enemies, and they treat us accordingly. And when we're nice to them like this, they think we're a bunch of suckers.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush, or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
At Carefree Office Technology, we take care of all businesses, just like we did for our new friends at WMAL. They needed a new printer, and we set them up the very next day. If your copier or printer is down, call Carefree Office Technology at 703-385-1700. And for new customers, get your first month's lease free. Call 703-385-1700 for details, or visit carefreeoffice.com. We'll get you up and running. Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned business.
It's 5:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still busy, Maryland Beltway heading through Silver Spring. They've stopped all traffic, outer loop, right at the exit for George Avenue. So patience, everyone. They're trying to get everyone that was even on the shoulder, on the left shoulder, off the road to the right. So give them a little bit more space. And here they go. They're starting to open some of the lanes, outer loop, right at George Avenue. 2 police cars are there. Fire trucks have left the scene. So it looks like this is going to be settling down here in just a moment. So for those of you that are at a standstill, that's the culprit, and lanes have just been released. Here we go. On the inner loop side, not affected as you pass George Avenue and over toward College Park. That looks good. 270, it's just about the volume for you. Heading in through town, DC 295, you pick up a little bit of that stop and go past East Capitol Street. Still watching this 210 delay growing northbound past Palmer Road and up toward the Capitol Beltway Cruiser en route to see if there's something along the way causing these extra slowdowns. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered shower storms around not only this morning but into the afternoon with hours of dry weather too. A mix of clouds and sunshine otherwise. 73 tonight, down to 53. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm early. Developing sunshine tomorrow. Breezy and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Meet Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Make sure to be safe for a rainy day. Isn't that something our parents always told us?
Exactly. When people come into our office, we're not changing everything they've ever done as far as their retirement goes, but we are changing the pieces a little bit to make sure that they have enough income coming in every month to enjoy retirement. And like we've talked about before, go on these cruises and travel and not worry about if the market's up or down, but to really enjoy themselves.
Join them Sunday afternoons at 3 right here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Hey, DC homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do-it-yourselfers, it's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing and start multiplying your investment properties with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. Call a Rent Estate Advisor today at 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
And it's 5:59. Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Illinois considering the possibility of completely legalizing marijuana. Is this the way of the future?
Oh, that's, you'd love that. And if you suspected your child had committed a crime, would you turn your kid in? Well, one dad did, and we'll tell you what happened. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.